This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you DallasCowboys.com host, writer, Emmy winner. It is Kyle Yeomans.
Kyle Yeomans.
Feel like I pretty much nailed that intro. What do you say, Kyle?
No, that was probably the best intro I've ever received on this station, I would have to say.
Well, that's a bit rude, Kyle, but thank you very much for joining us today.
In your face, Zach.
You're not hosting today, Wolchuk. You didn't give the opportunity. You didn't get the chance. What would you intro me as?
The great Kyle Yeomans, North Texas Mean Green alumni, the proud...
Okay, that's a good one.
Proud of Waco, Texas. Never mind. Kevin, you've got this.
Yeah, see, Kevin got you beat there. He was a little more... emphatic with it when he rolled.
There had to be some other intros that I crushed, Kyle. Okay, today's just not my day. I'm playing in the two seat over here.
No, they were all other great intros, just not as great.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not taking away. It's like all these draft prospects that you and I are watching. Just because we like one guy more when we're watching the film doesn't mean we hate everybody else that's a part of the draft process. I'm just saying, Kevin knocked it out of the park today.
Kevin, you were better.
I mean, that's for damn sure. I'm just kidding. Kyle, while you answer some of these questions, if you could think of a compliment for Zach, too, because he really looks down on his luck at this moment. Now, I know words don't make a difference, especially in February, but I'm not going to lie. When I hear Eberflus say, we're going to take the ball away, and Clayton Adams say, we're going to create violence, it does get me kind of hyped up for the new coordinators.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And right now, like you said, it's easy for everybody in February to say the right thing, whether it's the coaching staff or the front office. Of course, I mean, I know you guys have broken down what Stephen Jones has said over the last couple of weeks when it comes to free agency and now the inflated salary cap and some of the things there. But it's going to boil down to, can you do what you want to do? Can you go out and make changes and stop the run? Can you go and take the football away like this defense has shown they can do at times, show what they were able to do consistently under Dan Quinn? All of that sounds nice, but then you've got 31 other teams that are also saying the same thing and the right thing right now. We're going to not turn the football over against the Cowboys, and we're going to run the ball effectively against the Cowboys. So, yeah, I like it. It gets me pumped up, but it's still February for a reason, and there's a long way to go until we're even putting pads on, helmets on, and trying to actually get out there and execute.
And when you say it's February for a reason, do you mean because of the natural flow of time and the calendar?
Yeah, usually. I mean, solar stuff that's way above my pay grade, you know. Mm. I think it categorizes this time of the year as February, and the NFL has chosen not to play football now.
Kyle, this might be a difficult question, but based on what you've kind of heard from the assistant coaches, and we know the Cowboys do an excellent job of kind of taking in what do they want with their scouting department, and then looking at the draft? How can they go ahead and complement the coaching vision for the players they select? What do you think some of the biggest differences might be? It could be a position group. It could be wherever you want to go with it, but the new coaches based off the previous regime.
Ooh, that's tough. Because I think part of why you like this coaching staff is they do bring some of the similar things that worked, right, for Mike McCarthy, because he won a lot of games in the regular season. You can't fault him for not doing that. When he had a healthy team, they were winning 12 games a year over the three-year stretch. But the thing that I think is different is the way that they look at the depth of this roster. And we've talked about it on the draft show, Zach, a couple times, is when you line up the Cowboys 1 through 10, you take their 10 best players across the board and you put them up against all the rest of the 31 NFL teams, and you put them, you put your top 10 up against their top 10, you're probably just as good, if not better, than most of the teams when it comes to your top 10 players. But how are you going to build 11 through 53 on the roster? How are you going to fill out the rest of your team to have those players in the right moments and in the right situations? And I think this coaching staff is focused on doing that. And when it pertains to the draft, and what that tells me about the draft is best player available is very much so in play, not only at 12, but also at pick number 44 in the second round and pick number 76 in the third round, because they only get three shots at this thing before they've got to wait through all of round four at the moment. Remember, they traded that pick for Jonathan Mingo midseason.
Sweet trade.
So they don't have that fourth round pick. You got to get it right. And there are so many spots on this team. You could say offensive line, defensive line, wide receiver, running back, corner, linebacker, where you can address all of those things. And this coaching staff has been very adamant that, yeah, they like some of the guys that are here, but you got to build 11 through 53 at this point. So I don't think you're going to see some of the same type of picks that we've had over the last few years, like a Mozzie Smith, where you needed a defensive tackle in the first round and you went and got one. Luke Schoonmaker, you needed a tight end in the second round, you went and got one. Instead, I think it's going to be more so the Will McClay and the scouts mindset of let the board fall to you. See what kind of football players you're going to grab there, and then take the best player available, because chances are they're going to fit into your system already, because you need guys at a bunch of different spots.
Okay, and I totally hear what you're saying, and I really like the last part, because when I hear about how deep the draft is at defensive tackle and running back, I start to have wild dreams that those top three picks are two defensive tackles and a running back. Now, I know you don't want to reach, but could you see a scenario in which this draft is loaded up on there and you wouldn't have to reach for those positions?
I could see a scenario there. Yeah. I think we get a lot of questions on the show too, when we're talking with Broadus and we're talking with Wolchuk and Bobby Belt and some of the guys that, of course, that are at your station. And a lot of the questions are, what positions would you double dip at? Would you take two guys at? Taking both in the first three rounds is tough because, like you said, it is deep in certain spots, but you also don't want to reach on a guy too early, because you do have to wait so long before you pick again in the fifth round. But if there was a position to see that in, I could see it at running back. One, because you don't have any bodies. Two, if you get Ashton Jeanty in the first round, that doesn't mean that this exceptionally deep running back class wouldn't have one of the better players available in the third round, or even when you pick again in the fifth, where you would say, you know what, yeah, we've grabbed Jeanty, but right now it's Ashton Jeanty and Deuce Vaughn on the roster running the football. We might as well grab another running.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Back. I think defensive tackle might be a little more hard-pressed if you're going to do so early. Go ahead and take the guy that you feel like is going to be the best complement to what you already have on the defensive line. If he can bring maybe an element of size or an element of run-stuffing ability, then sure, go get that guy in the top three rounds. I don't think you'll see two of which in the first three rounds, though. Whereas running back, I think everything's on the table.
Kyle Yeomans with us here on 105.3 The Fan, the pride of Waco Midway High School, North Texas University.
Have you been working on the intro?
I've been working on this. Proud
intro.
Father.
That's great.
Husband. An Emmy Award-winning Dallas Cowboys host with us here in the G-Bag Nation on the K&Z Masterpiece.
Oh. Hey, Kyle, just remember who gave you the genius book idea about the triplets and the triplets.
Ooh. I like it. I'm still working on it. It's an off-season project, right?
That's a great idea.
It's a chapter at a time. So, like, it all began when Michael Irvin got drafted from Miami. Chapter two.
That's
it
really
all
good.
Began. At the doctor's office when we first saw the
You know
science.
What's funny about that, Kevin? I my wife is, of course, she loves social media, as most people do. And she had one of her, like, memories, I guess, on Snapchat or Instagram, one of the two, the last couple of days. Just a couple of weeks before, or a year out from our baby's birthday, so February of 23, where they were born in February of 24 last year, a couple weeks out, she had a pedicure or something, and Michael Irvin was sitting in the
chair. Shut up. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So and she like found that memory on Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, and she shared it. She was like, little did I know that this was manifesting, because, of course, within the next year, we ended up having the triplets, and she had already talked to Michael, and she's held Emmitt Smith's, like, Hall of Fame jacket when she was an intern with the Cowboys at one point.
Awesome.
So there's the triplets connection there too, no doubt about it.
That's amazing.
I'm sorry, I derailed your question.
No, you're good. I was just re-racking the brain where I wanted to go with this, but I found it. Okay, Kyle, so let's say I'm the Cowboys front office. I come up to you, I'm like, look, we can spend big money on one position in free agency. What is the position you'd like to spend that money on?
Ooh. Goodness, it's got to be in the trenches, right? Like, it's got to be either a high-end caliber starting interior offensive lineman. If you wanted to talk me into a tackle, I could get talked into a tackle, but you would just have to move some guys around.
Or release your right tackle.
Yep, I'm cool with that. If you want to talk about anywhere outside of that, I would probably say wide receiver. They've shown that they can go spend money at wide receiver, maybe not big money. So that would be fun to go get a bona fide number one to go along with CD's number one. So then you have the 1A, 1B tandem. That would be a lot of fun. But I think if you're going to go spend big money in free agency, if that's a possibility, then I would start on the offensive line. I would look at the defensive line. If there are a couple guys there that you can either entice to come to Dallas with the big contract and make it work, then I think that's where you got to start. If not, go get me an awesome wide receiver. That way you don't have to spend one of those first three picks on one come April.
Talk with Kyle Yeomans right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, I definitely understand why you said spend big money if that was a possibility. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever asked you your general like salary cap philosophy, where I understand exactly what the Cowboys are doing, but I also think mm-hmm. it's disingenuous when they try to pretend like there's no way they could free up a whole bunch of money to legitimately go all in. How do you feel about maybe just throwing your salary cap the next couple of years out the window for an opportunity?
Yeah, if you feel like you're close enough, then I think it's worth it. I think it's worth kicking the can down the road, restructuring all these contracts. And I think the number, now that the cap has been ballooned up to the new number of $255 million, it helps a little bit. But you also got to think, just because the cap goes up for you doesn't mean you just have that money to spend.
Yep.
It just means the players' contracts are going to increase by a certain percentage. Because let's say Osid Igizua, right? He's hitting the free agent market. He's probably going to get a solid payday. If he's going to say, just to make numbers simple, I don't think this is the case, he gets 10% of the cap under the old salary cap, he's still going to get 10% of the cap in the new salary cap, but that contract, instead of being $23 million, is going to be $25 million,
yeah.
Right? If we're just playing numbers games here. So, yeah, it helps a little. It really doesn't help a lot because everybody's playing underneath the same rules. My thought process when it comes to this offseason is you're going to have to clear space regardless, just to get your money, get your roster, and put pen to paper come training camp with the amount of guys that you need to make it happen. And in order to do that, you got to have about $13 million, $14 million for your draft class, and you don't have that yet. You're going to need probably $30 to $40 million for the rest of your free agents just to try and fill the team. You don't have that yet. So even if you do go and you restructure guys, which will happen, and they will clear cap space, I think realistically, yes, you can go and get the $110 million, I think, is what the number is to try and clear that cap space. But it's more so going to be more like 70 or 80, and then you're going to fill it up with the $50 million that I just outlined for your draft class and the rest of the free agents. So for big-name free agents, even if you get there, you can clear enough space, you can clear enough money to go get two or three names. But that's really about it. I think it's more realistic we're going to see one or two. I would love for them to go all in because I do think they are close enough. I think, yes, you've got holes to fill across the board, but you have an elite wide receiver. You have an elite pass rusher. You have a young yet fixable offensive line with one or two moves, especially if they fix some things in the draft. You can maybe end up with an elite running back if you draft right or you go sign somebody. There's ways to fix this roster right now to go from 24 into 25 and a new coaching staff that can immediately make them contenders again. So I would love for that, but I just don't see that as a realistic option, and I don't think that the front office is ready to do that quite yet, especially when there are some holes to fill first. They're going to have to try and see what the early dominoes look like before they knock the rest of them down.
Real quick, who's winning tonight, U.S. or Canada?
USA, baby, all day. And it's going to be worse than 3-1 in that first game, too.
Oh.
I thought the Tkachuk brothers set the tone early. You're going to see something similar tonight. I wish Ottinger would play, but that's okay. He'll probably end up being the reserve goalie tonight. But we'll make it happen. USA wins it. I'll say 4-0. They blank Canada in the championship game.
4-0.
I love it. Now, that's
4-0.
An opinion.
Hell yes.
Thank you very much, good sir.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me, as always.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.